Hello and welcome to the Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Blitzkriegers. Carmen, give us the rundown.
What rundown?
Of last episode. You fucked up, so you're having to do it now.
That's a very bold claim. You've no preparation.
What did we do last episode?
I don't remember. We met the wolf guy, I think.
And where were you?
I'm guessing we were in a desert.
And what did you fight?
Yes, that's a
previously on Epic of Cthulhu, Blister Critters.
Go on, save his ass.
Go and pluck this cactus out from where I've shoved it.
The team were safely on the train, making their way to the next location. Sorry, enjoying the fine cooking from our new roach chef, when all of a sudden the train comes to a sudden stop. Smoke pours in through the windows, and we find ourselves being robbed by tiny little cowboy rats. We quickly jump out the windows of the train to defend ourselves from the onslaught, and a very friendly and very dashing wolf in a Stetson comes out from the shadows to help us. Together, we successfully defeat the rats and make our way to the shanty western town where the wolf resides.
As Kappa suggested, in the fun urchin Wild West area. Long faded statues of plastic cowboys and other western themed items and people and whatnot. Long faded in the sun, cracked and mostly broken. The shop front's now turned into almost a literal Wild West town. The old rides are still somewhat in the background, just kind of decrepit and somewhat rusted and overgrown. And yeah, the wolf, after your little run-in with the rats, has taken you back across the overly large sandpit, which was the desert, quote-unquote, and has taken you back to this town, where you are now standing. Styles, take it away.
Well, what all do you think of my town here, everyone? It's pretty nice, I think. Built it myself.
Does it have one horse?
There are a couple of ponies trotting around in the background.
Some okay. of them. Yes, your town is a town is very on theme. I'll give it that.
Mr. Charles.
I actually got it, and I was actually same. Surprised Matt did not get it.
No, I got it. I just didn't want to give me any praise for it.
Cartman, I thought that was a good. I liked it. I liked it, Cartman. Good
so
job.
Did I.
Somebody
well done, Cartman.
Well, if y'all don't mind, would you mind coming to the sheriff's department and maybe giving us a statement so we can study up on what happened to you, so we can learn how to fight these rats off better next time.
Good lord, dude. I mean, we're happy to help, I guess, but we need help ourselves. We need to get that blockage cleared from the railway so we can carry on our merry way.
Well, I tell you what. I'll send some of my deputies out there and they can get to work on it right away, like. We'll get you on your way to wherever it is you're going.
All right, sir. That sounds that's a very good deal. No problem.
That's great. Do you have any food?
Oh, we got a few amenities around town. How about we go do the statement thing first, and then I'll tell you where you need to go to get some grub.
Sounds good enough to me. First place we've come to with like an organized civilization.
First friendly person I've seen all week.
Mm. Well, I appreciate that.
As you're following along, essentially you're taken into what would have once been the children's kind of photography area. It's all cell walls and props and whatnot dotted around, and an old timey looking camera sits facing the cells, and one of those things that people would have had pictures taken in.
The cells to put the kids in.
Exactly.
This is where we put the kids. Fuck them kids. Everyone else enjoy your merry way. Leave your kids here. We'll throw them in the cells.
It's called the farm urchin.
That was just the daycare. The daycare was prison themed.
Yeah, it's the farm urchin's children confinement center.
This is the chains on the wall. This is where we chain them. It's really good. They have loads of fun here. Oh, this is where we put the food just out of the reach of the chains. They just get to look at it.
Then we spit
a gibbet.
The shackles. Oh, there's the execution block. Perfect.
And yeah, as you can see,
and don't forget the taser guns.
In the Wild West.
In the Wild West. Yep, there's the deputies, all sheep, standing there, just kind of, you know, doing their own work, looking busy. None of them are actually doing anything, they're just looking busy.
Hey, deputies, everyone look at the front door, we got some visitors coming in. I need you all to take some statements from these fine folk.
Jacob just waves at one of them.
In unison, they all wave back.
Well, that's cute.
I mean, they should, they do exactly the same.
That's a bit sinister.
I don't think it's sinister. I find it cute.
Come play with us, Manny. Forever
I find this whole experience very charming so far.
I do apologize. I haven't properly introduced myself and my deputies to you yet. My name is Sheriff Flint Westwood, and this is Deputy Number 5, Deputy Number 22, Deputy Number 17,
and Deputy Number 69. He's the cool one. He's got glasses on in the other room. He's the cool one.
Deputy Number 420 got arrested for possession.
Yeah, there's just four different Deputy 420s in the cells right now.
Yeah, and we don't talk about Deputy 666.
He's black. He's the black sheep.
I banished him a long time ago.
There was an incident with Deputy 66 too. We didn't mean Dex.
Come on, you could have said he was the only goat among them.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was going for, the Black Phillip vibe, but yeah, you're right. Bit of goat, trying to go.
It's a true goat.
Each one of you will be sat down and you'll have your statements taken. Is there anything you specifically want to tell the sheep about what happened?
Yes, I was sleeping on the train, eating this delicious meal, and all of a sudden, we were attacked.
You were sleeping on the train, eating a meal.
Yes, in my dreams. Come on now, keep up.
I half expected Cartman to actually just give it a really accurate recap there.
Yeah.
You expect too much.
Listen to the episode right now.
Yeah, 10 times speed.
They still have our
ship,
right?
No.
They only took a few bits of yours. They didn't take a lot.
They took our kitchen.
Did they?
No.
The kitchen's still on the train. The train's blocked, Cartman.
That's what I said.
Yeah, they took an entire section of our fucking train. Sure
That's
did.
That's what I said on a
right
podcast
off the
when
rails.
You're being recorded is so bold.
If I walked into my house after getting burglared and my entire kitchen was missing, I wouldn't even be mad. I would be so impressed. Yeah. I'd be like, the effort that went into this.
Cartman's actually just part of three different tabletop games at this moment, and he's forgetting which one he's playing right now.
Yeah, and one of them stole the kitchen.
Yahtzee.
Once all the statements are taken down, Turkin, they seem to take quite a lot of interest in the fact that you are insistent that one of them was touching you in very inappropriate areas.
They get a doll out, a little Turkin doll.
Exactly, there's a little stuffed plush in there, and now where did they touch you?
Everywhere!
Yeah, he's got a special counselor sheet from Vice. Whatever that Law and Order show was. Special Victims Unit, that's it.
Yeah.
Does that count as a branding? I think it does.
It counts as a unit from the police. It's not a I didn't say the show's name. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take that.
That's five. Or pass it on for someone else. 50-50 for, I believe.
I'll take the hat.
Right, take five then.
Yeah.
I would love. There's no way at this point, with we're escalating the damage, that there will be a point where someone will get knocked unconscious by saying a brand name. And I would just love to see how on earth we can RP that. Like, just lightning strikes out of nowhere, just hits the character.
Is it just going up by one each time?
After every statement is taken, you are led back outside and, across the street, there is what looks like a makeshift restaurant kind of saloon, where Westwood will explain to you about some of the things inside.
Well, I'm surprisingly hungry and bleeding after I give that statement, so let's go to this restaurant and see if we can sort that.
Well, if you're hungry, you definitely need to check out TT's Tavern. She's got the best sustenance around. And if you're looking for some games to entertain yourself with, a lot of poker goes around that place, so if you're into gambling, that's another place you need to visit before you go.
Hey, dinner and poker? That sounds like a really good night.
A ghost of Billy Bob.
Upstairs.
Ghost of Billy Bob cries out.
At the sound of brothel, Dick Toucan just starts crying.
Seems like we can put you to work then.
So yeah, you're inside.
Family times.
You're inside this saloon.
Cheers, Toucan. Does the brothel remind you of your mother?
No, it reminds me of my cloaca getting touched violently by the mice.
It's the fun arch play park brothel.
That's the fan art I want to see.
Oh no!
You want to see a brothel where it's all just animals.
And it's kitty themed.
They call that furry con.
I think well, yeah. I think there's something else by that point.
Whole friggin' barn.
As you are inside the saloon, there's some jaunty old kind of slightly knockoff western tunes playing on a surprisingly well maintained piano. Played by some sort of lizard somewhere. There's a few drinks behind the bars that look like they've been collected up from the remains of what would have been there when the place was still open. And yep, as suggested, there are a few lewd-looking creatures luring over a balcony, calling down, you know, trying to get your eye.
Hey, big boy, it's Marge.
Yep, Marge.
Oh shit! I didn't think you'd see me up here. Fuck. That's a hard face.
Damn whore.
My God, they got a job in this place.
I'm a whore. You're here too. You so wouldn't be talking if you weren't here too, you whore.
Enjoy yourselves, ladies. We're trying to fix the train. We'll let you know when it's done.
At least they're earning the keep.
Yeah, so I mean,
gallons of semen.
Oh. So, Westwood, what are you gonna talk to him about here?
Well, I was kind of wondering, where'd you all come from? What brings you out into the desert?
Mate, we have no idea where we come from.
Where did we come from? A massive
or where did we go? Where'd we come from?
I remember the big log, and yeah, it got swept away.
We all lived together in a tree, and the tree got washed away by a flood. And we have no idea if that flood's actually coming this way or not. I think we've dodged that particular trouble.
I wish it would come this way. We could use some water.
Maybe you can get some.
I mean, I assume that we're just keeping ahead of the flood at this point. So it could be here at some point.
We'll keep our eyes open for it.
As far as water go, I suppose we should ask you this. Do you have a knowledge of a fellow called Otto? He used to run the water distribution for the park, or so he said.
The sheriff's kind of like rubbing his chin and... Otto. Well, Well, once, I think I had a run-in with some beavers on my way out here way back when, and I don't reckon I got their names.
Oh, so those pricks.
Yeah, they were kind of tough to talk to. Not particularly friendly, but, you know, c'est la vie, I guess.
I'm just sitting there tugging on my wee beaver skin vest quite proudly.
Well, we murdered them violently, if it makes you feel better.
Murder is a strong word, Sheriff. It definitely wasn't a crime.
We're literally wearing their hides. Like, I'm wearing this is their hide. I show my leather coat.
And the sheriff reaches out and kind of rubs it.
Yeah, quite right, too. I will not have anyone tell me that was a crime.
Well, as long as it was self-defense and it wasn't in my town, I really don't care.
Right on then,
I can definitely say it wasn't in your town.
With Otto dead, perhaps eventually some of the water might flow here. I mean, he was the one in charge of it and restricting it, and that's not the case anymore.
Excellent. Well, I sure hope that's the case.
Yeah, we violently murdered him too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
We have a tendency to murder people.
And the wolf kind of.
She has
like...
Tourette's, stone doesn't.
Again, we can call these deaths murder.
Says the man wearing a beaver skin.
Look.
He's not wearing one, I am, really.
There is a perfectly reasonable explanation for all of those deaths.
They
died of natural causes. Wink.
Yeah.
Wink out loud. Wink.
They died as a result of their own actions, their own decisions.
Talk shit, get hit. Slippery banana. The rules to live by.
Not half right.
Right, we're with the train.
Talk shit, get hit.
Whilst you're talking, there'll be a kind of like a bar woman coming over. Hey, you want any drinks?
Is it
oh my god, it's the fucking roach again.
Yeah, it's the roach.
Third sister.
Yes, they seem to be multiplying.
So, how does this...
So how exactly does this establishment work?
How does that work?
We don't really have currency in this world, so...
Do we have to sell our bodies?
She was just offering a drink. She wasn't saying she was going to sell it to us.
I mean, if you're in a restaurant and they ask if you want a drink, payment tends to be expected.
You got a drink to trade?
You had to start that off. We could have had free drinks and food on a tab. We didn't have to pay the tab, but nope, now we got to pay.
Unless the wolf here vouched for you.
I'll tell you what. Since these youngsters had a rough day dealing with those rats that are plaguing this town, I think I'll pick up the tab this time, sweetie.
He grabs a bottle.
We'll take the lot.
One of everything, please.
You putting out some sort of voice there, Wolfie boy. But alright. And yeah, just hand you a mysterious brown liquid in a glass.
Can I get some health back?
Yeah, sure.
Fabulous.
Do we get plaster drunk?
Roll, right, those of you who are injured, roll a d5, and that's how much you get back to this.
What about grit?
Alcohol, if you remember, is a minus grit.
Cool.
I think I'll abstain for once.
Cap and Cartman, roll me a d5.
Got the full five.
Cartman, roll me a d5.
No, d5, that's not
good. Would you like me to do it for you?
No, I'm figuring it out. Just gotta roll it out. Clap out.
Remember what happened last time you tried to start typing in rolls? It took 20 amazing. Attempts.
That's a d6.
What? Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah, no.
You rolled a df. One df.
Cap, yeah, that was a df.
I don't know, I was trying something.
It still came up with a number, though. That's kind of
down to fuck is what he is.
You have one. Yeah, you get a health back. So, both of you will lose what your number was in grit.
It's my special fuck days for seducing.
Exactly. So, Cap,
so we get
five grit.
We get d4 and then minus d5? D4
health. Oh no, it's a D5. You're already at full health, so you don't really need to worry about it unless you want to drink it.
Fucking, I'm always down to drink. I'm always ready.
Well,
to
then for you, it's
party.
D5, and that's just negative grip.
Manny, I think you and I are the designated drivers this time. Can you drive? I can't.
You don't need a license to drive a horse.
That is true. The horses are sentient. There is one at the bar.
That's where the gallons of the juice came from.
Minus you go. 3 grapes.
Exactly. Oh. You just take a drink for
why the long face?
I tell you what. Fucking
horse turns around, smashes a bottle, going, "You what, mate?"
nothing. Look, we're a little old surprise group, so there's poker here. That means gambling. Gambling means winnings if you're any good at it. Perhaps the bunny boy or Dick Cheese over there try their hand at poker.
Jay, are you trying to make it so I have to work in poker rules for
you
a game?
Mentioned poker.
Oh, I was going to say
I never wrote fucking rules.
You rat fuck. Why did you mention gambling? There's no gambling.
Because I didn't think anyone would take me up on it.
Do you remember what
take you
last
up on it?
Actually, I would dare say, Mr. Jacob, would we like to spend this entire time just doing poker? Because I feel like that's what we need to do. Would you like
yes.
to do this poker? Absolutely. Perfect.
Alternatively, if you find your
luck, go ahead.
Deck of cards.
Jacob and Tukin go over to the table with the horse and a couple of other animals and sit down, uninvited, and demand to start playing their poker game.
You know how to play poker.
Damn right I know how to play poker.
I know how to fuck your mom is what I could do.
Would you like me to explain how to do this?
I mean, I'm wondering how to play it in the actual Biscuit's rules, but hey, we'll fucking work it out.
I wonder if anybody remembers the couple of times that I did card games in Fallout.
Oh, we remember. The fucking pants stealing.
Well,
I literally just did a luck roll, and I cleaned out an entire guard station.
I guess it would be vibe.
Okay. No, it would be...
Because that's like
I'm gonna
the
say,
equivalent.
I'm gonna go and add this in here, Cap, Matt. I'm gonna cheat.
Oh, okay.
If you're cheating, then that would be.
I'm gonna count cards. I'm a noggin. I use my noggin.
That would be noggin. Cards. I'm gonna say that would be against instinct. Okay, so what are you putting on the table for bets?
Oh, that's a good question.
My leather coat.
Your leather coat. Oh, wow. Cap, what you put
genuine,
on for
that? Genuine beaver fur.
Well, that's a mighty nice fur there.
For now? Because I've got I've got something quite big I can put down here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I should. I'll start with the roach and go. I'm going to put down a poison cure tablet.
That all you're putting down?
Hey, this is premium poison cure. It's even restorative to your health and fitness. This is worth just as much.
So the other two will look around. One of them puts on a pair of leather boots. That would be a nice DR of... Yeah, maybe a DR of 2. Nothing special. SP probably of 2 as well. The other one puts on a bottle of whiskey, one of the donkey nuts variety.
Okay,
so...
Oh, this isn't good. I have quite the affinity to donkey nuts whiskey. Oh,
how
dear Jesus.
How the fuck should we try and roll this?
You had to know we'd do it to you, man.
I know. I'm just trying
Once
to
Once you mentioned
way.
You didn't know how to do it, then I was determined to do it.
I know.
Sorry.
I mean, I could just go straight up, say you roll a D100, whoever has the highest wins, but yeah,
I'm
fuck
cheating.
It. Yeah, we'll work out how to do that. I tell you what, yeah, roll a D100, we'll see who gets the highest. I'm rolling 2, because 2 characters, so that's a 1 and a 20. Cap.
Okay. 43.
Toucan, roll me one, and then if it's lower, you can cheat. I want a noggin check, and it'll be against two instincts.
17.
Are you going to cheat?
Yes.
Right. Roll me.
Got 7 at the beginning.
Roll me another 100. Because then we'll see if you
get
to a 26.
All right, so, I mean, I'll run my instinct check here, but I'm pretty sure Jacob will be, he'll be okay with taking cheating. It's just whether or not I know he's cheating I'll be rolling for.
Well, I'm going to say the others have got a D10 of nothing to check. So, Toucan, roll your roll. Yeah, that's the one.
My D10? My noggin?
Yep, roll your noggin. Because they're
that's
seasoned
a 5, because I got a plus 1.
Oh.
One noticed, one did not.
One of them notices.
Catchphrase.
You could do if you want.
Ah, beak me!
Roll it again.
That's it.
Oh. Everybody notices.
I'm like counting cards. I'm like saying the numbers out loud. All right, now that's a king. We got it. I'm just like saying this all like blatantly out loud. Gonna cheat.
It's
cheat,
so
cheat,
obvious.
Gonna
even
cheat.
Flint notices from across the room.
Just singing how much I'm gonna cheat.
Anyway. It's no trouble.
Ooh, hands.
How we know you ain't cheating as well?
Hey.
Your friend over here cheating, how we know you ain't cheating too?
Oh, he ain't cheating. He just doesn't know how to play.
If you want another round, then that Toucan boy gotta put in another hand. But if we catch him cheating, we might just put a band against his head.
That's fine. There's no need for that yet. We will have another round, but for the moment, I will take these winnings.
Yep, so, Cap, you get the whiskey, you get the boots, and you get a Toucan's coat, whether or not you want to give that back to him. And with that, before you can put down another hand of cards, you hear the very familiar voice. It's kind of strange how all of these things have the same voice, but they just do. They're all one and the same, Peter Doll. Oh, hello there. Oh, it looks like you're playing a game of cards. Cartman, I want your ad read.
You're really picking on me today, aren't you, buddy?
I'm not taking over for you for this one.
No, I'll figure out an ad read. Ad read. What do I want? What do we need in the game?
You probably need grit.
That's true, but have we done a energy drink in the past? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Energy bar.
The first ones was.
Like a protein bar kind of thing. I did one of those before, but not a drink.
Toucan had the energy drink that made you hyperactive for a couple of rounds and then shit yourself violently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was the jump and charge too.
Yeah, jump and charge, that's what I'm talking about. That was the energy bar.
What was an energy drink? You did from the park yard.
It's chomp and charge. Chomp. You know, chomp a drink.
I think I've got an ad read. I'll try to do it in my jazzy way. So I am going to say, welcome to Jumpy Jack's Pogo Sticks. They're a free time use pogo stick that can launch at you 6 feet away from anyone near you. Surprise your friends, surprise your companions. You can just bang and you can be there anywhere you want.
Classic jazzy Cartman there.
Yeah,
just, you know, all you gotta do is imagine the jazz hands. It's all about the jazz
exact
hands.
Exact same monotone voice as always. Right, SP then of... It's literally a pogo stick. So
it's a pogo stick, but you can use it to, like, basically, it's a free dodge.
Yeah, it's a free escape attack. Three times, though, because you did say three times.
I did say three times.
SP of 5.
Oh, come on, with a free time you can fuck right off.
It's a fucking pogo stick.
Yeah, but it's I didn't say how big it was. These are small pogo sticks. SP of 5, no. I think it's SP 3.
Roll me a D5.
No, just give me a D. Just give it. You've always been... You've always
D5.
Been
a D5.
You've always been, didn't you?
Rolling a D5 is much better than it just being a 5.
Roll a D4.
No, D5.
Yeah, I can't help you with that, sort of.
Don't make me roll a D10.
No, I'm doing it now. I fucking type it out. D5.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love having you type out things like... There you go. It's a 3. There you go.
You got what you wanted.
I feel like I should have to roll for it.
You got what you wanted.
You got what you wanted.
Well, when you DM around a season, you can do it how you want, buddy. And with that, the post-person Peter will fuck off into the ether once more. And as the cards keep... do the cards keep going, or do the drinks keep flowing? East, westward. You have some information you want to pass on to these critters. You can get the thing and it could be useful for you.
I am drawing a blank because I'm looking at my notes and give me a hint here, Matt, where you want me to go with this?
Read the chat I'm sending you.
Right. While he's doing that, can I go over my winnings again? What was it? I got boots. I got
boots that give you a 2 DR and SP of 2, a bottle of bottle of the whiskey and Toucan's jacket that somehow will fit you.
Right, so the boots, see, because I've got Stomper, attacks made with my hind legs inflict an additional 3 damage. Can I up that with the boots on?
Yeah, go on then, plus... fuck it, plus 2. Yeah, nice. Might as well 2-2-2. One per boot, there you go.
Okay, at this point, Sheriff is going to walk over to the poker table, tap Toucan and tap on the shoulder and say, would you boys come back over to the table? I'd like to give you a proposition.
Ah, we're about to get a second round of cards in there. Oh no, we have to leave, lads. I do apologize. The sheriff needs us, and we get up very quickly, and I take Toucan and leave.
Bye!
Sheriff's orders. Bye-bye.
So we all sit down at the table that I was recently at with the rest of the crew, and I'll just start talking about the rats and say, now, you all seem pretty able in combat, and as you can see, my sheep, well, they're a little lacking in that department. I was wondering if I provided you with some, we'll call it weaponry, would you be willing to maybe hunt those rats down and take care of this little problem for me?
Sounds like a fair deal for clearing the blockage in front of our train. Don't suppose you've got any keys?
Oh, well, we got some jailer keys back at the station.
Fabulous.
Why do you have
However,
a thing for keys?
You will notice you need to have those keys for the jail cell. Fuck you, Cap.
God damn it.
I tried, Cap, I tried.
Did I just cut you off there beforehand?
Wow, here you go, have all the keys.
So what do you say? Does that sound like a pretty good deal to y'all?
I'm happy to make that deal, everybody else.
I'm fine with hunting those rats down, although...
I want to know more about these keys.
Well, they're large, and they're brass, and they're very sharp.
Excellent.
But you need them, don't you?
Oh, we got so many keys. They're just all over the place.
Keys for days, is it?
Something like that.
Actually, I would quite like to get some coffee or something sooner. She would have it. I've been awake for quite a time. And I suppose once we get the rats, they'll be going into those cells, so we should drop by the station again, I reckon.
I reckon
where those keys are.
Yeah, Yeah, I reckon we're gonna have to go back to the station to get you your guns.
Guns?
And coffee,
that's right.
If you can, please.
So he's gotta get out his keys to open up where he locked them up.
Yeah, the keys to the armory, keys to the cells, so many keys.
Keys to the city? Not gay key.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Westwood will take you back across to the old station. There's a couple of sheep in there still, just again looking like they're working, but they're generally not. There's no actual work going on.
Yeah, the one taking my statement wasn't even writing anything down.
Well, they were, but you know, they don't really have hands, so it's just kind of like a smear on the paper.
What are they smearing?
Ink. My pet.
Yeah. They're not that bad. And you'll all be handed, well, actually Westwood take it away. You know what they're going to be handed. I'll give them the stats if you give them the story.
Okay, so the sheriff's going to walk over to a wooden cabinet. He's going to pull out a large set
Does
of keys.
Does he unlock it first?
What's that?
Does he unlock it first?
He's unlocking it right now.
Explain in great detail
how
you unlock it.
With his key ring. Perfect.
How many keys?
Alright, I'll do it this way. Y'all, would you mind turning around so you don't see what key I'm going to use to unlock this particular lock? Now,
okay, so because Jacob's a rabbit, he is going to turn around, but he's still going to be able to see. Because he's got eyes in the size of his head.
That's
all
right, because
Toucan toots around and pulls out a hand mirror to just be able to see right behind him.
And Westwood, as he's going through the keys, he's looking at his key ring and he's saying, all right, there's number one, number two. Ah, there it is. Number three. That's the one I need. Because he's got to talk to himself to remind himself how to do his job. And
does he remind himself that one is actually the biggest and sharpest of his keys?
Yes. Yes, that is.
Excellent.
So,
I know.
He puts the key in the wooden cabinet lock and turns it. You hear the cabinet unlock and he opens it up and you see, I don't know about over in the UK, but over here in America where guns are everywhere, we've taken wooden cap guns but turned them into rubber band guns. So they usually have like a clothespin, spring-loaded clothespin that you pull the rubber band back, it loads it, and then you push the trigger and it sends the rubber band forward. So he's got a bunch of large rifle-shaped wooden rubber band guns. And he looks at everybody and says, do y'all think you can handle weaponry such as this?
Now, I'll point out quickly here, these rubber band guns are still in packet. They are branded as Fun Urchin rubber cap guns. So essentially, it is a rubber band, but it's also got a flash cap on the end of it to add that little bit of an extra pop. And there is a warning underneath saying, do not point to children's eyes. No responsibilities are on the fell option.
Is that still a scrap to hit? With a ranged weapon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's scrapping in the monk.
Yeah, I don't really have the SP to be picking up an additional weapon here.
I'm kind of the same.
What's the stats? Yeah. What do we actually get for a bonk there?
A bonk is a D8. It stuns for D4 rounds. It has bleed for bleed 2 for also D4 rounds.
Hang on. It's a bonk of 8.
A D8.
Then that's better than my fucking shaving razor.
It also adds stun and bleed 2 for D4 rounds. However, they do need ammunition.
Okay.
Oh, that's the rubber bands. You get little packs of 20.
Okay, but hang on. If you fire a rubber band, surely you can just pick up the rubber band on the floor.
Yes, you can. However, the cap on the end of it has gone pop, so at that point it becomes useless.
So 2 bleed and... What was the other
stun
thing that does stun?
For D4.
I mean, I'm going to... stick with my shaving razor, thank you, but...
So it does 1d8 damage.
Yeah.
And does 1d4 bleed and stun for 2 rounds, or...?
It does bleed 2, so bleed 2 for d4 rounds, and stun for d4 rounds.
Do you have any bull whips?
Bull whips? I don't believe I do.
No.
Not them.
What was that, Jay?
What SP?
SP of 5.
Yeah, I can't carry that.
Well, you can always give something else up.
I could make that my only weapon.
Up to you.
Have they got any bandoliers so we can carry these things?
I mean, you have got two members of the team that have backpacks. And Cap, why are you rolling a d6?
I was just ignore that. I was playing about with the advanced dice roll earlier.
Ah, cool. You're being offered some nice weaponry here.
Stick them all in the backpack.
Would it sweeten the deal if I say it's a d10 instead of a d8?
I mean, would. Those are some good like support stats as well. That bleed and stun exactly. Is pretty excellent.
Would one of you mind holding the bone for me then? I've got a emotionally attached to it.
Hang on a second. Can I ask this? Can we store our weaponry we have at the moment in like your office or something, so that we can pick it up later?
Oh, we can go back to the train. What a genius idea! Store it where we usually store our stuff.
I didn't know we could go back to the train. I thought the train was out of action since
the train's currently undefended and getting raided by rats, so I think the sheriff's office might be better.
What are you talking about? The train is defended. It's the rats have been driven away, and the deputies are all there clearing the.
Are they?
And we got the roaches in the.
The train's probably the best defended place at the moment.
The roaches are currently in the brothel.
Yeah, I mean, the roaches are, but the deputies are still there.
Exactly. Well, some of them are.
Yeah.
Although, Westwood, are they? Have they any left in there yet?
There are a few out there, but, you know, based off of their performance in the last battle, they're probably not the best at fighting.
I mean, they're a deterrent.
Yeah. What I would suggest is to you all just leave your weapons here. I'll lock them up in the evidence locker where they'll be safe. And then you, when you come back from this little mission, I'll give all your stuff back. And I really do appreciate you taking this on for me because, well, these rats have been just terrorizing my town for I don't know how long. And when they first started, they were just sneaking in at night like... And we didn't see anything, and we just thought we were misplacing items. And then they get bolder and bolder, and now they're blowing up rocks and almost hurting people on trains that are just trying to pass through. That I don't know how far they're willing to go. I need your help, because, like I said, these sheep, they're just terrible fighters.
Understood, good sir. I think I will stick to melee at the moment, though.
Meanwhile, all the sheep are just looking at you, just like, the fuck?
And I look back at him like, shut up! You know I'm right! Then they all put their heads back down like they've just been scolded.
Shame.
Right, I'm quite happy to leave the bone here then.
So, yeah.
And take one of your guns.
Yeah, go on. I'll change out my shaving razor too.
Why not?
I will say the rubber bands, there is no SP for that. You can just have those. However, they are in packs of 20. You will all be given one each, so if someone doesn't want them, the other people can take them.
So if that's no SP, what's the SP for the gun again?
5.
5.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to stick to melee at the moment.
Yeah, I've not got space.
I can kind of fly, so I'm just going to be... I can fly to people, so I'm just... I don't need a ranged weapon. I'm just going to pass. I got my quarter mace. It is a D10.
I think that would be actually better than your mace, though.
But it's a D8. My mace does a D10 of damage.
No, it's not.
I changed it to D10.
I upgraded it to a D10.
And it has stun and bleed.
Yeah. But then also, a ranged attack, you don't get a ranged weapon, you don't get to do your scrap alongside it. It's just the...
is that true?
The damage. You only do a D8. So if you do a melee, you get to do with the D... Like, you know, mine's my mace is a D10, and then I also roll a D6 of damage, so it's like, it's not really worth it for me, so I'm just going to do my mace.
It's that bleeding stun that's really, that makes it
yeah, it's the advantages and stuff. Yeah. And the range, you can hit someone from a distance without getting close to them.
I didn't realize that, actually. Thank you for the reminder, Took. I think I'll stick with the bone then.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick with my shade razor as well, so I can do my damage.
There's nobody wants a gun.
No.
Well, if you're handing the guns back to the sheriff, he's just going to look at all of you and just look at the guns and say, well, I have never in my life seen anyone turn down a firearm.
We're literally armed to the teeth. Like, yeah.
We're all British, that's why.
Well.
Yes, even the bird.
If you're all comfortable with what you brought, then I guess I'll just wish you luck with what you have.
That was an unexpected turn of events, for sure.
I don't know.
I mean, those guns, they would have been quite handy.
They do sound really handy. I just don't have the space for one.
Same.
I mean, I do, but as I said, the benefits of them kind of, I mean, there's the cons of it kind of outweigh the benefits. It kind of, I would never really use it.
On the off chance,
this is a police station. Does he actually have like a gear bag that I can trade in my goodbye kitty bag for?
We got a few in the back, I think. Let me go check real quick. And he wanders off.
Yeah, like a proper like police gear bag could be a good idea.
Yeah, I've got
could
no.
I have a could I get a sheriff's cap? I want
you would look, I think you would look dashing.
That's up to Westwood, Eastwood even. It's up to Eastwood if you're going to be allowed to have a sheriff's cap or not, like an old Stetson.
That's a brand. That's a brand. Hold on.
Yeah, but I'm the GM, motherfucker.
That wait, we agreed. You take help off the boss. You take. Help
yeah,
off.
Actually, I remember that.
Yes. Motherfucker, yeah. You take help off the boss.
Alright, I can take help off the boss, but you know, you're going to be a few days before you meet them.
Yeah, and it keeps stacking. So they can heal. So you keep staying shit.
They can heal in between.
That's bullshit. Don't you dare. They're not supposed to do that.
We call bullshit.
We're going to call bullshit on that. Defeats the purpose if you have them healed in between. No, you're gonna punish us. You gotta get punished too. No.
I know something.
Are we all in agreement? Are we all in agreement?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I agree. I
feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I don't think he should. I don't think the boss should heal.
No, that's bullshit. It defeats the purpose.
In fact, I think the boss should be damaged a little bit.
Anyway. Does Eastwood find the bags, or are there any bags at all, considering, you know?
Well, I tell you what, I found a couple dusty ones. They got some holes in them. How about this? What if I send some of my deputies with you to kind of schlep your gear around? You can kind of trade off what you like, and I can tell you what, they ain't gonna get in your way because they tend to just keep their distance from combat situations.
Can have my own sheep sherpa.
Yeah, sheep sherpa would, I guess that's one way to put it. And then he looks at Tugan and he just says, oh, here, I found this. This was mine when I was a younger deputy myself. And he just takes the badge off the top of it. Like, I can't have you parading around as a lawman just quite yet, but you complete this mission and maybe I'll give you a promotion.
Okay, so I just get the hat without the badge?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Because the way it sounded is like you were giving me the badge. It's like, I don't want the badge. I want the hat.
No, I'm taking the badge off of it.
You want the cowboy hat.
I want the hat. Put it on. I dare say, do I look like a cowpoke?
A leather jacket and an old western hat.
Oh, yeah, I'm giving you your jacket back by this point. Just.
You've also got the jumper, the sweater as well.
Just like whatever the wolf looks like in the image on the board right now. Just put the toucan face. That's literally what he looks like.
Well, except for the fact you're now wearing a Mrs. Rogers sweater underneath it.
It's quite chilly.
So you got this old knitwear underneath.
I'm gonna say also in the desert, I do take the sweater off. That's batshit insane. To be wearing a sweater and a coat in the blistering heat desert.
And everybody else has got fur.
I will point out, this is in a theme park. the areas are not that much different from each other in terms of temperature. It's just theming.
Hey, you're ruining our immersion, man. This is all real love.
This is called RP. Damn it, Matt. Come on.
We start shaving each other.
Oh, God, no.
Who's next?
This looks like we've all got mange.
Well, there will be an offer of a room or two for the night in the local saloon. And I'm not sure how much you've read on the stars, but yeah, there's a job that you'll be given to go out in the morning and check the local ranch. Seems that the cattle over there have been a bit disturbed.
Bull whip! Am I gonna bull whip?
Also, actually, I didn't get Matt. Do I have any? Does the hat have any SP? Do I have any bonuses? What about the hat? Is there anything about the hat?
It'll be a 1 SP.
1 SP. Okay. Do I get anything? Is it just for cosmetics? I'm fine with it being just cosmetics.
Yeah. It shades your eyes. There you go. You don't know you're getting sunburned.
Because I'm nice, you need to be like, oh no, I'll be nice, give it 1 DR.
That means he gets advantage on ranged attacks, but he didn't take a ranged weapon.
Exactly. You get advantage on all ranged attacks with a gun.
Then I grab one of his guns really quick. I've got his gun now, too. I've got room for it. I grab it.
You taking a gun?
I've taken a gun. I got it. I'm strapped to my back.
Can you carry it?
I've got 10 SP to spare. I'm not kidding.
Did you lock the gun cabinet back up, or did you? Are you allowing him to just snatch one out now?
I totally missed this. I was too busy trying to read the statement forms that the sheep scribbled, and I was distracted. And he can have it.
That's right. I've got a band gun and a hat.
Okay.
Right. Let me see if it's 5. Enough. It's 5 SP and 1d8.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a sheep sherpa. I'm happy.
Yeah, a sheep sherpa that was not discussed. Hey, Styles.
Sorry.
Creative freedom, motherfucker.
What should we call my sheep sherpa? What's his name?
Shep.
Yeah. Shep the sheep sherpa, you're going to have to shepherd.
That's going to be a walking SP of
3,000.
Yeah, 5.
He's a very strong sheep.
It's just one of those like buff mountain goats.
You see that sheep walking out of the saloon style gym.
Bar. Just,
he throws the barbell away. Just picks up the pack. He's like,
and at this
bah!
Point, and one thing, the sheriff's gonna walk real close to you and say, now, you keep an eye on that deputy. These sheep, they tend to just like to wander off whenever they want. So you gotta keep a real close eye on them and herd them where you want them to go. Because, like I said, they wander away and they don't care where they're going.
I give mine a gun.
Do you have any rope?
Right.
Take this, it's dangerous out there.
I have to write down the fact that two of you now have guns.
Also, what kind of bonus to the rubber band gun do I get with the deputy hat?
Just advantage. You roll it twice.
Advantage on rolls? Hell yeah.
All the damage.
Yeah. Nope, rolls. I heard it. Advantage on attack. Perfect. Alright, you heard it. Cap, Jay.
Yeah, I suggested it.
Heard it? Yeah. Vantage on attack. Perfect. Can't take it back.
You take an ammo?
Yeah, I give a couple of bags of ammo to the sheep.
Alright, you both have 20 rounds for your gun there. I was gonna literally say, if you didn't take any ammo or didn't say you're gonna take ammo, then you'd be fucked without any of it.
I took a pack of 20.
So as the evening rolls in, you can all head back into the saloon for now if you wanted to, or wander around the rest of the town.
Back to the cards.
want to find a clothing store. I want a pair of leather boots with spurs.
Assless chaps.
Go big or go home.
Okay. Well, we can save that for the next episode if you'd prefer.
Yes. No worries.
The boots.
And so, that will be the end of this episode. Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to find us, check out any of the socials that we are on. Blue Sky, Twitter, at A Pint of Cthulhu. TikTok as well. Yes, TikTok as well. And YouTube, Spotify, Apple Play, Amazon. Good pods. Leave us a review. Give us a comment. Just say hi for fuck's sake, you know, whatever. And with that, bye-bye.